Blog Talk Radio.
No. Nope. Y'all just been every night. It'll kick in a minute. We are live on the air, but this is the Paige Roberts Show, so.
Yeah.
So let's see.
So, just say hi to everybody?
Not yet. That's Brodinger, okay. Y'all. We'll bring her on in a minute.
Yeah.
If we get something going, hello. Come on, music. Been every night, y'all. Please come on.
Hello.
There we go.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Right.
Hello. This is music producer and audio engineer John Krause, and I have a mad obsession for making studio recordings. I love mixing, producing, composing, adding guitar tracks, or just sipping coffee while you do most of the work. Find me online at krausmusic.com, that's KRAUSSMUSIC.com, or on Facebook at John Krause Music. And remember, as the late great Billy Shakespeare once said, if music be the food of love, play on. Hi, this is John Krause, and you're listening to The Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network.
Hey, this is Steve Coughlin from Steve Coughlin with Probable Cause. We are loyal listeners and proud sponsors of The Paige Roberts Show. Check it out. Steve Coughlin from Steve Coughlin with Probable Cause. I'm a proud supporter of the Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network. And just a reminder, May the 18th, we'll be doing a 40th anniversary show at the Hart County Community Theater. Y'all come on out and watch the show.
Hi there. This is Tammany Dove inviting you to the 2019 International Singer-Songwriters Association Awards Show to be held in Atlanta, Georgia on Saturday, August the 3rd. This event will be open to the public and features some of the most talented singer-songwriters from all over the world. Join us for this red carpet event and after party. Find out more and reserve your ticket at www.issasongwriters.com. Hope to see you there.
Hey, y'all, this is Danny Kinsey, and you're listening to The Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network.
being worked out. Let's get the fire burned out. Oh, say that I love you. It's like meeting someone for the first time. And then it's so nice to meet you. Until you find they got a lot of baggage, just like me and you. After all, that's what it's all about. That you're taking smile and a laugh. Let's have fun until the right one comes along. Singing a song, saying, I love you. Hello, you came, knock on my door, come right on in, pull up a chair, let's be friends. And when the night comes, lay down with me, but bring me no negativity. Hold me close, hold me tight, and say I love you. You call me a jerk, I try to make things work. Now I try to compromise our work. Get tangled up. Next thing we say is that I hate you. But never mind, just put it behind. Cause after all, it's just a part of us who wants attention. And at the end of the day, we'll both say we have our redemption. Come right on in, pull up a chair, let's be friends. And when the night comes, lay down with me, but bring me no negativity. Hold me close, hold me tight, and say I love you.
Everybody, and welcome to the Paige Roberts Show. It is Thursday, May 16th, 2019. Let's do announce this June on Sunday, June the 9th, here in Athens, Georgia, at Vegas Studio. We have a Nashville recording artist, Christy Isabel, coming out to see me to do a live interview and do an hour show set for us. So be watching for that. Now, if you haven't gone out there and liked the Facebook page of Vegas Studio, you might want to do that because that's where they will be doing our live show from, is from their Facebook. You'll be able to see us out there on that. And July 7th, I have local singer-songwriter Jody DeMarco coming on at Vegas Studio as well. So, those shows start at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time promptly. And that means hopefully we start around that time. So, Well, let's see. Last night we talked to Ron Steep. we've been busy going right along. Now, we are going to be moving to our new network to 1016 The Mix. And it's 1016themix.com. So I haven't got the ins and outs of that yet, but they did finally get everything downloaded on my computer, and we are moving that way. I'm hoping by Monday. I'm hoping by the weekend, but I'm not going to promise anything, but I am sure hoping by Monday. I will be off of Blog Talk Radio, so that's going to be something new. But I know I was on Facebook earlier on my personal Facebook for I did the live feed out there, and I'm probably going to start coming out there on Facebook more often like that. So yeah, around that time, instead of doing my 1 hour shout outs, I'm probably going to start doing the live feed around then, around the 7 o'clock mark. But yeah, let's see. I think that, if you heard the commercials in the beginning, Steve Coughlin is doing a 40-year anniversary for Hart County Community Theater, 40th anniversary out there. So that I want to be out there. We are going to see. We just have to see. I wish I had a ride, right? But anyway, my driving at night. My driving, not my driving skills. But let's give out our guest call-in number at 646-668-8941. And we're excited to have our featured artist on tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and bring on. Hold on, y'all. And go ahead and bring on my featured artist for tonight. And that's this jazz singer, singer-songwriter, Broninger, McDaniel. Hey, Broninger, and welcome to the show. Thank you for calling in.
Hello there. It's good to be talking with you guys tonight. I just want to say hello to everybody.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm doing great. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. It seems like everybody's out there doing something. Either working in the studio or going to a venue or both, right?
Yes, definitely. We've been really busy and been gearing up for a lot of practice. Me and Shauna and Shay Watson and Mark Panic, he's a drummer. He's coming in from Pennsylvania, and I think another guy might be helping us on the bass then. But we've got like 6 shows to be playing during the CMA Festival, local venues there. So it's a lot
right.
a lot of work, but it's going to be fun.
That's June. When is that? That's in June, isn't it? CMA.
Yes, it is. If you'll hold on a second, I'll pull up the dates. I think it's I think it's June the 3rd, and actually I think it's June the 4th, June the 7th, I believe, if that's what I remember, June the 9th. It's all on my Facebook under Broninger McDaniel, and then people can actually go to my website page, Broninger.net, if you want to put that on there. You may already have it on their page, but Broninger.net, they can find all the shows.
What do you do? Yes, ma'am. We have it on there.
Okay.
So
we're playing next Friday night, not this Friday night, but next Friday night, the 24th. At Swaney Swift on the Square in Gallatin, starting at 6:30. That's a fun place to play, and they have great food, and we just have a good time. We love jamming and meeting new people all the time. We just have a really good time.
Awesome.
And then we'll be at Piranha's during the CMA Festival. We'll be at Hooters. We'll be at the Broken Spoke. Several places we'll be playing.
Wow.
Yeah, and I actually have one of my girls is going to be playing. I'm singing with me. Her name is Shauna, and she's here. Mm-hmm. I was going to let her say hello to everybody, too.
Yes.
While she's here. Go ahead, Shauna.
Hey, everybody.
Yes. How are you?
I'm doing great, Paige. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, and welcome to the Paige Roberts Show. We always try to have fun on the show, so the more the merrier, I always say.
Yeah. Well, Shauna's a great singer. She helps me, and she actually, she's got a CD out, too. Shauna, tell them about your CD, too. What some of the stuff that you've sung and stuff.
I put out a single a couple of years ago called Make a Difference. It's under Shauna Anywhere Online.
It's gospel, right, Shauna?
It's an inspirational song with a country pop feel.
It's very, very good. She's got some good stuff also. Very good. But yeah, we have a really good time.
Are you putting Bronninger, are you putting together your band? Is that going to be for the ISO Awards too?
It is. Yes, it's going to be Imran. Actually, Imran and I have a new CD that's about to be released. He put all the music together, and I wrote all the lyrics for him. We had a lot of fun doing it. And then he's coming in, him and his wife, because they are up for some awards too. They were in the finalists, the top 10, 15 finalists like I was. And they're coming, but he's going to be playing guitar with me, and then Mark and Shauna's going to be with me, and then Shay Watson, he'll be here also too. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We were nominated. We didn't get in there, but it's okay. That was our very first nomination. So woohoo! That's all the way up, ain't it?
That's great, though. Well, there's always next year, hon. You know.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that was our very, 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 very first nomination, so we appreciate it. And it takes votes, so I appreciate everybody out there that was voting. So.
Yeah, and Tammany Dove, she is a wonderful person, and she is all about the independent artist, so can't say enough good about her. Her and her husband both, Jim, they're wonderful, wonderful people, and she's got this thing going all over the world now. She's got, I don't know how many, it's way up there, people that's joined the ISSA. And in case people don't know what that means, that stands for International Singer-Songwriter Association, just to clear that up.
Yep, but, and I always tell people, if you haven't gone over there and entered the group or liked the Facebook page, it's a lot of great people together sharing their music and making friends and making connections. So,
yes, exactly.
So, we're a firm believer, and I'm all the time out there, and that's what I post about, is helping each other out, and that's what we should be doing. So,
and you know, talking about people, I want to say too, he's not with me right now, he's actually doing his work right now, my husband Tony, but I want to say a shout out to Tony McDaniel too, because he's been my number one biggest fan from day one. He's pushed me to getting out and doing what I've done, and he does all my website, and he pretty much manages me pretty much. So, but he's a wonderful person too, and he's always trying to be helpful in everything that he can possibly help with. So I wanted to say shout out to him.
Well, that's somebody special if you can find somebody like that. Better hold on to them.
I hear you.
Right?
I hear you. That's right.
I haven't found mine yet, but
I'm sure he's out there.
I'm sure he is. And if you're listening,
probably when you least expecting it, that's when you'll find them.
It is. I do have a couple of friends, but we don't know. That's another whole show, Bronninger.
I hear you. Oh my goodness.
A dating show. We could do it. Well, let's talk about your music, Bronninger. Let's talk about the song that we played. Let's get our kinks worked out. Do you want to talk about the writing and putting together of that song?
Sure. I wrote that song. Let me think here. It's probably been about 7-8 years ago. Maybe not that long. It's called Let's Get Our Kinks Worked Out. A lot of people in relationships, you know, they go through a lot of stuff, whether it's good or bad. And there, a lot of people want to jump into a relationship. We've all been guilty of it one time, I'm sure. Jump in it to before you're ready for it. And then that's what it's talking about. You get with that person, and it's talking about always smiling a lot, you know, taking pictures and that sort of thing. Next thing you know, you're mad, and you're telling that person you hate them, and you need to get to know them, because a lot of times that person's carrying baggage like you might be carrying baggage, you know, and it's just, you want to get to know that person before you actually say I love you. And that's pretty much what Kinks has worked out. I appreciate you playing that today, because it's been even in the UK, they've been playing that song. It's been all over, which I'm really thankful that it's been played quite a bit.
Well, you're welcome. I sure can relate.
I'm sure you can. I'm sure a lot of people can.
All of the above, right? Wow.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the CMA, I mean, you have a lot going on. I mean, how do you find time to get in to where you can practice? And I know you're going to studio too, probably.
Yeah, well, you just do it. You have to make time because that's my livelihood. You know, music is my heart, my passion, and I love playing, I love singing, and I really love to write. I write all the time. Like this morning, yesterday, I wrote a song. This morning, I was working on two brand new songs that I've written and putting the music, the melody, and everything to that. So it's just something I love to do. And like I had practice earlier with one guy today early for 2 or 3 hours, and then Shauna's been over here this evening. She and I have been practicing. So you have to make time. You know, that's what makes music good. You can't just say, I'm going to sing, I'm going to play, I'm going to write, and not put something behind it. It takes a lot of work, you know. Your heart
and a lot of
in it.
Right, a lot of in between. It's the same way with radio, you know. I mean, it's a lot of work involved in anything. Well, and even when you go and sing at your venues and stuff, it's not just hopping on stage and singing. I'm just like, you know, I'm not just hopping on here and mashing buttons, which technically I am, but, you know,
there's
a lot more.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, you know, and going to the venues, and I'm always talking on this show about the venues too, because I know that when I do my show in the studio, which I'm going to be doing here in June, on June the 9th, my singer-songwriters, they have to come in there and they have to set up everything, too. They do. So
exactly. It's a lot of work.
It's
a whole lot of work.
You know, I just wonder, you know, how people go about putting theirs together. I know people hire people all day long to do that, but it's a lot of hard work.
But it's fun. It's fun. It's a good time.
Right. And rewarding, I'm sure.
Yes,
so
exactly. That's why I'm so glad to have made it in the top 15 finalists for the ISSA Awards show, because, you know, for my song, But You Do, that I wrote for that. And then we'll be performing that in August, on August the 3rd at the ISSA Awards show. That's going to be
That's going to be what you do.
The song But You Do. Yeah. I don't know. Did you get that song of mine, But You Do, or did you not?
I got that one. Yes, ma'am. Do we want to play it?
Sure. Whenever you're ready, let's play it.
All right. Well, let's play that and hold on the line, and we'll come right back.
Yeah, and they have a video on YouTube of it too.
Yes, and I think I had it one time out there on our, it may still be out there on our Facebook page at the Paige Roberts Show, too. So,
awesome. Okay, yeah.
I try to put it out there where people can watch it. But hold on the line, and we'll come right back. Let's do But You Do.
Okay.
Here we go.
Thank you.
All right.
Sitting here wondering why, when I think of you my blood flow starts to rise. My heart is pounding, my breath is quick. You do something to me, boy, you know what makes me tick. I don't know why, but you do. I don't know why, you do. We're together, time has a win. Your looks, your moves are more than a friend. Some call it thirst, but I call it love. I just call it undeniable. Love you, baby. love you, baby. I don't know why, but you do. I don't know why, but you do. I see you smile, something about you that drives me wild. It's chills run up and down my spine. I can't ever get you off of my mind. I don't know why, but you do. Why? I said my heart is pounding, my breath is quick. You do something to me, boy, you know it makes me tick. I don't know why, but you do. I don't know why.
You are listening to the Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network. We are broadcasting live off of Blog Talk Radio. Let's give out our guest line number is 646-668-8941. And let's give a shout out to my good buddy Phil Kranz, host of the, I think I've been saying it wrong, it's been the Black Dog Morning Show forever, but I think he changed it to the Black Dog Indie Country Radio Show. We'll have to see, Phil. But for now, he's on WAK 94.7 FM, and that is Ringo, Georgia, so check it out. We have a lot of radio friends out there, and that's, y'all, that's what I preach. It shouldn't be a contest. We should be out there promoting each other, sharing your music, listening to your music, and maybe possibly buying, too. That's one of my main goals, is bringing together like-minded people like ourselves in that area of music and promoters and radio hosts. And, you know, that's how you get your information. But tonight, y'all, I'm talking to jazz singer Broninger McDaniel. I've been watching Broninger. I like the Facebook Live feeds. Not everybody can go out to a show and go and see a show. So it's nice to be able to have other platforms that you can watch music from. But I still like going to a show. I try to come out here to Athens, and I try to go out and do shows. I mean, go out to a show. So if I can. But, yeah, Broninger. Now, what is up next for you? You said, I know CMA Fest is coming up. Now, as far as music, are you doing anything now, working in the studio and doing, putting together another album? Or
working on stuff with Imran, and I just finished an album. So we're waiting. That CD is about to be released, and we had a lot of fun doing that song. But as far as playing, like I said earlier, we're playing next Friday night, not this Friday, but the 24th. at Swaney's Swift on the Square in Gallatin, Tennessee, and we'll be starting at 6:30. It's a cool place. They have awesome food there. It's just a great place to meet new people and stuff, and it's a lot of fun. But, yeah, we'll be there next Friday night. And then not just the award show in August that I tell you about. We'll be performing there August the 3rd, but I have another big gig in California, Missouri in November. Carrie Roderick, she hooked me up with that. That's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be at the one of the oldest theaters. It's called the Think Theater, and that's in November. But we have a lot of good stuff coming up. So
now Broninger goes all the way back. I say all the way back, y'all. She goes all the way back to Baton Rouge. That's where she is located out of. But now she is now in Nashville, in the Nashville area, doing her music.
Yes.
And you have now your regular venues. I mean, is there somewhere that you're at on a regular basis?
Well, that I play at Hotel Preston in Nashville quite a bit, but that's still under renovation. And then I'm sure we'll be back there soon. So we're always mixing our stuff up, you know, different venues. We get a lot of calls, a lot of messages saying if we can do this last minute stuff. So sometimes we'll have it on, we'll have it posted, and sometimes we'll just do it at the last minute. But we play quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Now, if y'all don't know Imran Ahmed, I'm sure I'm doing that name justice, Imran, but we try.
Imran Ahmed, yeah, he's very, very good guy. Very good guy.
Yes, he is. Now, he's been on the show, I can't remember back when it was, a few months ago, and
okay.
Y'all, phone lines just suck. I'm sorry to say. But we got it done, and I said, well, if we have to go all night, Imran, when you call him back in, we'll do it. And we finally got everything done. And so we were glad to be able to finish it out because he's all the way in Pakistan, right? And it's just the phone lines are just not, you know? So
yeah. He'll be coming to Nashville, I think, in, I believe, the last week of July or something like that. And he's going to be coming down here, and we're going to get together. And Don Balch, he's a D&D Productions and stuff, and Christy Cunningham, and then D, all of them are together. That they promote a lot of our music. They're great, great people. So he'll be coming down there, and then from there we'll go on up to, you know, like Atlanta, Georgia in August to play at the ISA Award Show. So it's a lot of great things. A lot of great things. Hold on a second. Shauna, say hello again.
Hi, everybody.
Just letting her say hello. Mm-hmm. She loves music like I do. She's been a blessing to me, helping me out with my music.
Well, that's awesome that you can get together like that and be able to go and practice or do what you have to do and get things going and get things together.
Definitely.
I know I have Ruth Allen Finley. She's my manager out there, and I sure do appreciate it because she does a lot.
Yeah,
I didn't have her I didn't have her last year, and about the end of the year last year, we kind of ran up on each other, and I just said, hey, you know, I'm in need of a manager, so. We hit it off, and here we are.
Well, I'll say a special hello to Ruth, and congratulations on everything and what you're doing with Paige. You guys are great. That's awesome. We appreciate what you're doing for all us independent artists. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. I don't have to tell her anything. She's a go-getter, and she just gets out there, and she does. And she goes gets artists, too, singer-songwriters. So,
that's really good. Won't y'all move down here to Nashville?
I know, right? I told Howie. I said, Howie, we just need to go to Nashville.
Shout out to Howie, too. I forgot to, there's so many. And Phil Krantz and Black Dog and all of them. Music Mafia, Rick, you know, all of them. They're great people.
Right. They're We're all out there. It's on the ISO Facebook page. I mean, y'all, we're out there together, and we promote each other out there on International Singer-Songwriters Association Facebook and whatever else. I think it's awesome.
It is. It really
you know?
Is. That's what it should be.
Mhm. It should. And I think us indie, independent people outweigh the, you know, the regular artists out there that has the big labels and things like that, but
yeah,
I think it's gonna come one day that we're all gonna have to come to a common ground and come into a happy medium. I think
exactly. Yeah, I got you. Understand
I just wonder when.
Yeah, exactly. But I got a lot I have a lot of fans that I want to say to thank you. If anybody is on here or if they come back and hear it later. I just want to say thank you to all my fans. A lot of fans that I have on social media, too, that back me up. And sometimes I get a lot of private messages and calls and texts, and then family and my good friends, too. I appreciate all the votes, and I appreciate all the love and the support they give me because it means a whole lot to me.
That's right. Let's give a shout-out to Sandy Vallis. I know she might be tuning in. Yeah, that's what it takes. And, you know, that's one of the hardest things, I think, for singer-songwriters is building your fan base. And not only is it the fan base, but, you know, you're making connections and making friendships, too. I mean, it's not just numbers, y'all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say that I'm on Reverb Nation, too. They can find me, too, under there, too. I'm, you know, my name, Broniger and McDaniel. I'm on YouTube, Instagram.
YouTube.
I'm on there. But if you need anything to put any links on, just let me know what you don't have, and I'll be glad to send them over to you.
I will. And now, if they wanted to purchase, they can just go directly to your website, right?
Yes, they can. To Broniger.net, Brauninger.net. Yeah, they can definitely go there. Got a lot of my stuff on Spotify and other places, so but yeah, they can definitely do that.
Spotify is another platform, and I hear a lot of singer-songwriters out there saying that Spotify is probably one of the ones that if you don't have a whole lot of pages or anything, that might be one of the platforms that I might would get on if I got on anything would be Spotify.
So
if you're looking to, you know, get your music out there, but pretty cool. Now, what other songs do I have? Daydreaming. I had that one.
Yeah, that's what
we'll
probably go about. Yeah, you can play. Yeah, you can go ahead and play that. That will be good.
All right, we can do that. Now, did y'all collaborate together? I mean, I know y'all did on some of the songs, but was this one of the songs that you collaborated with Imran with?
We did. Yeah, we did. We collaborated on all of them together, you and I both.
All of them. Cool.
And I wrote this song. He put all the music, and I just wrote the words, the lyrics.
I was hoping Imran would come in, but y'all, I think it's like 4 a.m. in Pakistan time. So
yeah, probably. He's probably not up yet. He might be getting up soon, though.
No. It was 4 a.m. when we done the show, and he was so excited. And I said, well, he said, I was so excited, I was hoping I wouldn't forget the time because it was so early. But he got on, and he got it done.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, let's play that and hold on the line, and we'll come right back.
Okay, hon. Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Woke up this morning. Thought I felt you near. My hand ran through the covers, so brief and clear.
must have been daydreaming. Wishful thinking on my part. Been a little emotional. And I don't know why. Every time I look in the mirror, I'm gonna try not to cry. I'm gonna try not to cry. The tears keep flowing from my eyes. I'm building up a little fear way down deep inside. Try to let go of the memory. You got a hold of my life. Patiently waiting, baby, you to arrive. When we held each other close, get you off my
Radio Network. We are broadcasting live off of Blog Talk Radio. Our guest line number is 646-668-8941. Wow, I don't know what kind of number I'm going to have next on our other network that we're going to. It may be a totally different number. It might be a Skype number, but we can Skype. I'm hoping I may end up going live. I'm trying to direct everything over to the PageRobertShow.com. I've been working on it. I got a lot of stuff up over there, so it's around the clock thing. I know tonight I'm talking to jazz singer songwriter Bronninger McDaniel. It's a lot, y'all. It's a lot of stuff you got to do. Right, Bronninger?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, it is. But it's good, girl. It's all good. I've got a lot of good things going and coming, so it's great. It's something that I enjoy doing. Like I said earlier, it is my life, you know, my passion. I love it.
Well, and I guess that's the same for me. If we didn't love it, we wouldn't be doing it, I guess. And I like
that's
helping
right.
people, too. So.
I do, too. That's right. And we'll have a good time down there at in August at the ISSA Award Show. Paige, you just got to get your stuff and come on down there too. Bring what you need and come on down there. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yes, I got to get my, you know, it's a shame. I'm right here in Athens, Georgia. I'm about an hour outside of Atlanta. But, we need to. I need to get Ruth and just come on.
You guys come on down. You'll enjoy it. It'd be a lot of fun. And they actually, you know, they got that before party at Hard Rock Cafe that Friday night. And then they have the after party at the Hall of Fame that they're racing. Is that what it's called, Shana? I forgot the name of it exactly, but it's on there on my timeline and also on Tammany Dove. It's on there too. The after party's going to all be
maybe
fun.
On Facebook. And maybe on the Facebook page too. I'll have to look.
It is. I'm sure it is. It's all mm-hmm. over, really.
As I was saying in the beginning, if y'all haven't been over there to International Singer-Songwriters Association Facebook page, or Broninger's, or mine, take the time and go over there and like our page and follow our pages. We appreciate it.
That's right. Definitely do. I appreciate that. I love it when I get new fans and new followers all the time. I like that.
Yeah, I've been seeing quite a few new followers. We have other radio stations that that replay our shows, and one of them, I guess I need to give a shout out to Fargo Hendricks. I can't think of the radio station.
Who are you talking about?
Oh, Fargo Hendricks. Have you ever heard of Fargo? I can't think of the radio. Fargo, do forgive me. It's out of Nashville. TMN. I want to say TMN, but I'll go look it out and post it out there. But they replay our shows a lot of times, and we appreciate that. And when they do that, I see a lot of new people coming out and following our page. So,
yeah.
It works.
Yeah. Yeah,
You gotta have fans, Broninger. Without fans, we ain't got nothing.
I know that, definitely, and I'm thankful that we do have them. I know that there's a jazz station. I don't know if you've heard of them, Paige, in Nashville, WFSK. Have you heard of them? The jazz.
What is it? I was on there.
She actually did a lot. I went down to her radio station. It's WFSK FM right here in Nashville. See, I did a.
I'm gonna write it down.
Yeah, she's awesome. Sharon's her name, and she had me come in, and she interviewed me and played some of my music right there in her radio station. But she's really, really good.
And you said she's Nashville, too. See, y'all, that's how you make connections, too. When you have people out here in your circle that you communicate with that are doing the same, that's how you make connections. And so I have found quite a few connections like that and passing them on to my other singer-songwriters, too. And, you know, I know a few singer-songwriters that have got burnt, you know, and unsure about things, you know, and knowing people and knowing who, what, where, when, and why. And like I said, we don't meet by accident. So there's a reason we're all here together. So, it's cool. We appreciate it. And let's see, we got a few more minutes. I think that was the last song I had, but I can go back and play the other Best You Do. All of these are off of Broninger's new EP that she's got out there, and they're waiting for another album with Imran. So a lot of things happening.
Yeah, our next album we're going to do, Imran, once this one's released, the one that we just did, we're going to work on another album. And we're going to do a country album this next one. So it's going to be different because, I do jazz and I do blues. I do a little Americana and I do country and I do gospel. So I mix my stuff up. So, but I think that's what we're going to do. We're talking about is doing country next time.
And it's awesome because Imran is hard rock.
Yes, he is. He could play anything, though. He's a phenomenal guitarist. He's very talented. Very talented.
Wow. I didn't used to be into hard rock, but since I'm in the indie business now, I've gotten to really love all of my music. So I take y'all's music along with me when I'm walking in the morning. It helps out.
That's awesome. Great. I appreciate that's really good.
Yep. So I had my song with her.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on here tonight, and it's been good, and it's been fun, and hopefully somebody will enjoy it. And when they see
they
it,
will.
They've already seen
well,
it.
When y'all get into finishing out your other songs and EPs, you'll have to come back on and share with us, you know, the after, the finished part of that.
Mm-hmm. We'll do, definitely. We'll definitely do that. Sounds good.
But I do appreciate you coming on tonight and talking to me, and we want to thank our listeners again for tuning in. Who we got next? I am off here tomorrow. I am hoping I don't have anything on tomorrow night, but I'm hoping the next 3 days will be I'm going on my other network. We got our fingers crossed. The next is Conscious Underground. I think they're local. Then we got Rick Byers coming on Tuesday night. He's Georgia boy, so yeah.
Have you ever heard of Steve and Bonnie Quick? Have you heard of them?
I haven't heard of him. I've heard of Don Bach.
They're a radio station right here too in Nashville. They're local. Actually, they're in Smithville, but they have Nashville too. And I've been on their radio 2 or 3 times, and that's somebody else that you might want to link up with. They're great, great people. Very, very good people.
And what was the name of the radio station again?
They just call it the Quick Show, Steve and Bonnie Quick. But you can go on. People want to see you can go on my timeline and find them too. They're very, very good people. There's a lot
awesome.
Of people.
Well,
that's what it's all about, networking, girl.
That is, and see how we do. That's how I do things.
That's how you roll.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Well, that's how Phil and I have been. He's become my buddy. And so, you know, we just promote each other. I mean, that's what you have to do. I mean, it ain't what you have to do, you know, but.
Exactly.
But anyway.
All right. Well.
Well. Thank you again, and thank your friend, and her name is Shauna.
Shauna. And like I said, she'll be doing a lot of gigs with me, a lot of venues, and she'll be at the ISSA Award Show August the 3rd.
All right.
And she recently just became an active member of the ISSA, too, so she's excited about that. Yeah. So. But
awesome. It was nice meeting her.
Again.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Me too. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. And thank you all for coming and popping in on me out there on my Facebook page. That says a lot, too. So, yeah. So we'll be back here Monday, the 20th, with Conscious Underground. So, yeah. Thank you again, Broninger.
Thank you, too. And Shauna says thank you, too. So we appreciate you, girl, okay?
All right. Well, I appreciate that. And we will see y'all out there on Facebook.
All right, honey. All right, be blessed.
Good luck. All right, I am. And hey, let's go out with Broninger as best you do.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you.
All right, thank y'all too. Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Sitting here, wondering why, when I think of you, my blood flow starts to rise. My heart is pounding, my breath is quick. You do something to me, boy, you know what makes me tick. I don't know why, but you do. I don't know why, you do. We're together, time has a wind. Your looks, your moves are more than a friend. Some call it love, but I call it love. I just call it undeniable. Love you, baby. Love you, baby. I don't know why, but you do. I don't know why, but you do. I see you smile. Something about you that drives me wild. It's chills run up and down my spine. I can't ever get you off of my mind. I don't know why, but you do. My heart is pounding, my breath is quick. You do something to me, boy, you know it makes me tick. I don't know why, but you do. I don't know why.
Hey y'all, this is Danny Kinsey, and you're listening to the Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network.